October 23. What to do with depression. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God. Psalm 43:5. In the night season I was conversing with you, I was saying to you, do not give way to depression, but let the comforting influence of the Holy Spirit be welcomed into your heart to give you comfort and peace. I am praying that the Lord will reveal himself to you as a personal comforter. The eyes of the soul must be kept open in order to recognize the great mercies of our Heavenly Father. Jesus is a bright and shining light. Let him reflect his bright beams into the heart and mind. Do not forget thanksgiving. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. Psalm 50:23. Look to him and lay before him all your necessities. Is anything too hard for the Lord? He is the great physician. He can heal soul and body, and he would have you take hold of him in faith. He fully understands the needs of your case. He is a very present help in every time of need, and he is pleased when we show our gratitude to him. Christ is the light of the world. Unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. Malachi 4:2. Let the light of his peace shine into your soul. He has a tender care for you, and you should praise him with heart and soul and voice. You can please him by manifesting a cheerful spirit. Let not one cloud of despondency or dissatisfaction hide from you the sunshine of his presence. It is in recognizing his light that you will conquer. You may increase in faith by exercising the voice and speaking forth the praises of God. To the heart that recognizes him is the promise, I am the bright and morning star. Revelation 22:16. If you would obtain precious victories, face the light that emanates from the Son of Righteousness. Talk hope and faith and thanksgiving to God. Be cheerful, hopeful in Christ. Educate yourself to praise him. This is a great remedy for diseases of the soul and of the body. I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Psalm 42:11 and 43:5. Letter 322, October 23, 1906, to the wife of a church leader in Australia.